Part 2. The sign slipped past Sam's lips before he could catch it. He coughed. Jesus, when he'd walked into Dean's motel room, he had no idea that he'd be sitting on the bed with the guy, let alone faced with the warmth of his muscular leg pressed up against the hardness barely disguised by Sam's jeans. So, Sam had no idea what to say, but he really wanted to try and distract himself. "Your plan is to be drunk over the holidays?" He huffed, fingers gripping Dean's leg tightly, as his other hand still worked the man's foot. "I'm a cheap drunk." He gave Dean a crooked grin. With a soft smirk, Dean finally peeled his eyes open, tilting his head to the side to study Sam's expression.
"Good to know,"
he said softly, and let his leg press against the heat of the man, just the slightest amount of friction to make it obvious what he was doing. His heart skipped a beat with the thrill of the action, and he had to swallow a couple more times as he repeated the action a little more firmly, confidence building. Sam's breath puffed down his lips in a small gasp, and his long fingers curled tighter on Dean's leg. He didn't have much experience with this kind of thing, but all of a sudden there were no mixed messages. Sam's heart was jack-rabbiting around in his chest, and his stomach muscles tensed. He shifted his hips ever so slightly, and he sucked his bottom lip into his mouth as the friction set off a wave of warmth that flooded over him. Dean was certainly no stranger in seducing a person into bed. The only real difference between all those people and Sam was the parts. Hell, he already had him on his bed. That was usually the hardest part. Shifting his body slightly, Dean angled himself to get a better view of Sam's features. There was a definite splash of colouring across his skin. It looked good on him. Once more his leg pressed down against his crotch, sliding along the hard line firmly. Dean caught his lower lip between his teeth and smirked softly.
Dean?
Sam's hand moved nervously to his hair, fingers running through it. Jesus. His spine arched forward slightly as he sat up straighter. His lashes fluttered closed for a few moments.
You want another beer?
Sam's hand settled back on Dean's leg and he opened his eyes to glance up at the other man. Letting his hands come to rest on his thighs, Dean dragged his tongue across his lips and slowly pulled his legs back.
You asked me that, Sammy. You itching for another?
He practically growled the words, arousal making his voice much deeper than it usually was. Now that he had pulled his legs back, he was free to slide across the mattress, shifting so he sat inches from Sam, almost touching, but not quite.
Am I making you nervous?
Dean leaned in slightly, tilting his head so he could release a small puff of air along Sam's neck. The tone of Dean's voice shot straight down Sam's body and settled somewhere in the pit of his stomach. Now that Dean's legs were gone, Sam didn't know what to do with his hands, so he slid them up and down his thighs a few times, then curled his fingers slightly into the muscles.
A little,
Sam said, letting his head fall to the side a little, almost able to imagine Dean's lips on his neck. Dean hummed thoughtfully and allowed just the tip of his nose to brush against Sam's skin. His breath continued to ghost out between his lips as he shifted across Sam's neck, up to his jawline. He could feel the heat burning off Sam's skin, could practically hear his heart racing, though that may have been Dean's own blood in his ears.
Not gonna hurt you, Sammy,
Dean murmured, shifting forward slightly. He pulled his face back just enough to peer into Sam's eyes. Their lips were so close Dean thought he might be able to touch them just by slipping his tongue forward a few inches. Blinking slowly a few times, Sam heaved in a shaky breath. He smiled nervously, a slight curve to his lips. His skin was alive, thrumming with maybe and might. Everywhere Dean's breath blew over his flesh, Sam felt heat and he was struggling to stay still, struggling to not be the one to cave and grab Dean's shirt and tug him up against his body. It was so little, and so hot. Sam was fighting little shudders of lust as he sat there, weaving slightly. It was worth the desire swirling impatiently through him to watch the play of lust and want on Sam's face. He'd never been one to tease. Most things were just instant gratification for him. But Dean knew neither man was going anywhere any time soon, so having some fun might make this one time only even better. Raising his hand, Dean let his fingers fall against Sam's shirt front, trail down, then weave their way back up, His thumb pressed down until he could feel the hard bud of Sam's nipple, and he rubbed at it firmly for a few moments. Then his hand slid over once more, and he worked his finger and thumb on the top button, freeing it from its hold, then dropping down to the next. His eyes lifted once more to Sam's face as he worked the buttons. Leaning in, he let his lips hover centimetres from the corner of Sam's lips.
"It's hot, huh?"
he breathed out. Sam opened his mouth and couldn't actually make a sound for a few moments. His lips just moved slightly, trying to form words that wouldn't come. Nodding jerkily, Sam's shaking hand moved slowly to settle on Dean's thigh, forming to the firm muscle beneath the man's jeans.
"Hot,"
Sam finally managed, his tongue darting out to wet his lips, and his body jolted when he barely brushed the flesh of Dean's bottom lip. Sam's head fell back immediately, and he gasped in a breath, his hand grabbing tight onto Dean's leg. Jesus, he'd never found barely touching someone so hot. The buttons on Sam's shirt were undone in the next moment, and Dean had to take a moment to pull in a deep breath before he curled his fingers around the fabric and pushed it off the man's shoulders. When the cotton was dropping down, Dean released it in favour of bringing his hands back to Sam's chest, not touching, simply hovering over his flesh. He was nearly dizzy with the almost sensations, and he wondered how long Sam would allow it to go on before he snapped. Dean knew if he was in the man's position, he would have already snapped. Testing those limits, Dean's thumb once more slid across Sam's nipple, rolling the flesh. The expanse of Sam's neck was right there at eyesight, and Dean couldn't resist leaning forward, letting his tongue part his lips and drag one line up the slightly salty skin. Sam's hand whipped up and cradled the back of Dean's head, pulling him closer.
"Dean."
His voice was like a sigh, and he twisted towards the other man. Sam's free hand tugged at Dean's shirt, fingers too clumsy with lust to even manage the buttons.
"Dean, I want..."
Sam's voice broke off as he chased Dean's lips, growling out his frustration when the man pulled away. Giving up, Sam's hand slid down the material of Dean's shirt and slid under the hem, drawing a sharp hiss of breath past Sam's lips when the pads of his fingers finally hit the heat of Dean's hot flesh.
"Yeah, Sammy,"
Dean breathed, letting his hands finally fall on Sam's burning chest, working the skin beneath his palms in slow circles. Huffing out a quick breath, Dean hooked his hands under Sam's arms and in one quick movement dragged the man up the length of the bed, pinning him down on the mattress with one firm hand on his chest. A slow smirk pulled his lips up as he stared down into Sam's fuzzy features.
"What do you want?"
he asked, tilting his head down to flick his tongue over Sam's nipple, then suck the dusky area between his lips, sinking his teeth into the sensitive nub. The other hand was already barely whispering touches above Sam's waistband, fingers hooking under the fabric and tugging roughly. Sam's moan was so much louder than he expected. His body stiffened as Dean manhandled him across the bed, his breath hitching. His hips shot up off the bed when Dean's teeth connected with his nipple. Hands, suddenly frantic, tugged at Dean's shirt.
"Dean, fuck."
Sam was frustrated. He knew Dean was teasing, dragging out every touch, every motion. Sam was sure he would just come in his pants, like a 16-year-old fumbling in the back seat of a car. Sam's fingers ghosted over Dean's back. Then his blunt nails dug hard into the man's shoulder blades, dragging them down his flesh. Sam had never wanted someone's mouth on his more, and he twisted his spine, bare chest feeling the warmth of Dean's body, so close. It was better than Dean could have imagined, driving someone so steadily insane, and Dean soaked in every little reaction from Sam, let it drive him forward. His fingers slid the button free of its confines, dragged the zipper down, and Dean couldn't help the smirk at the white flash of jersey boxers. Throwing his leg over Sam's, Dean straddled the man and let a hand rest on either side of Sam's body, head dipping down until his nose bumped against Sam's.
"Want me to kiss you, Sam?"
He growled the words and rolled his hips down into Sam's, eyes flickering at the wash of pleasure through him. He let his tongue slip out and trace along the lower curve of Sam's lips, just along the edge.
Yes.
Sam's chest was rising and falling rapidly as he struggled to control himself. Somehow. Shoulders arching back, he pushed up off the bed, capturing Dean's tongue between his teeth and tugging gently until he pulled away. Sam's cheeks felt heavy, overheated. His blood was rushing in his ears and he tugged Dean down onto his chest. Keening softly into Dean's hair, Sam's hips snapped up against Dean's hard body. He was shuddering, hands scrabbling at the other man's back. Dean could have continued to tease the man, but he wanted to kiss him just as badly, and his heart felt a little like it was just going to stop if he didn't do something about the pulsing level of want coursing through him. So he dropped forward and crashed his lips into Sam's, mouth slanting over the man's already open, tongue thrusting forward. His body rocked against the man's as his tongue circled and spiraled, lapped at the taste of Sam's saliva and beer along the silky inside. Dean's hand slid down along every inch of chest he could reach, curling together before spreading out. A heavy moan rolled up his chest as his tongue danced across Sam's. Kissing him was more natural than he'd anticipated, and it felt better than anything he could ever remember feeling. Dean tasted good, like beer, something sweet. His lips were soft and full, and Sam's stomach twisted into knots as soon as the other man's tongue slid against his. His mouth fell open, granting Dean as much access as he wanted, rocking his hips up off the mattress. Lust ran through Sam's body, like nothing he'd ever experienced. Dean's body fit against his like a glove, like it was made to be there, right on top of Sam. His burning skin, the weight pressing Sam down into the soft mattress. A groan slid up through Sam's throat, thick and heavy, and Dean swallowed it up, their lips crushing together harder. There was no notion in his mind how long they had been kissing, but when Dean pulled his lips back they were full and swollen, a little raw but not unpleasantly so. He almost instantly started his pursuit down, those swollen lips cascading along Sam's skin in rivers of bites and licks. Dean's fingers hooked under both the jeans and boxers, pulling up and dragging down. Sam's hard flesh was red, thick, and brushing up against his lower abs, and Dean sucked in a breath. Impossibly more turned on. It would be impossible for Sam to move much with his jeans still on, so Dean shoved down the urge to curl his fingers around the hard shaft and instead continued sliding off the material, working quickly at Sam's boots until the man lay bare beneath him and his clothes hit the floor. Stopping only long enough to tug off his shirt, it was so hot he was certain the windows had to be fogged up. Dean wet his still tingling lips and eyed Sam's cock, fingers coming out to trace softly along the sensitive skin. Sam's body jackknifed up off the bed. "Dean, what?" Shaking like a fucking leaf, Sam shifted closer, fingers curling into the waistband of the other man's jeans. "Seems a little unfair." Sam's voice was thick with lust, and he licked his lips as he tugged on the button and pulled the zipper down. He blinked a few times, staring into Dean's eyes, that liquid moss green. His shoulders sagged a little and he leaned forward to kiss the sensitive skin just below Dean's ear. Sam's cock was throbbing, aching, and he wanted Dean naked. All that flesh and nothing else. Dean wanted to be free of his clothing, as much as Sam wanted him free of it, so he helped the man by tugging his jeans down, sliding out of them and kicking them off the bed. He paused for a moment, biting his lip as he considered what came next. There definitely wasn't going to be all-the-way sex. Dean didn't even know how to go about doing that besides the general knowledge of slot A going into slot C, but he wanted more. Rolling back on top of Sam, Dean slid his body up and once more crushed his lips against Sam's, tongue thrusting forward as their cocks lined up and slid together. His body thrummed at the touch and he moaned loudly, repeating the action. Sam shifted his legs apart just enough for Dean's body to settle against him, then hooked one leg over the other man's calf, pressing their hips together firmly. He groaned and sucked Dean's tongue deep into his mouth, long and hard, and, Jesus, it was good. He could feel the slick trails on his belly left by their cocks, the rigid shaft sliding and grinding together in the most intensely hot way. Tearing his lips away, Sam threw his head back against the mattress, hair covering his eyes, swollen, wine-coloured lips parted. Wordless sounds bubbled up from Sam's chest as his hands slid down Dean's back and settled over the curves of his ass. Moan after moan fell from Dean's lips as he continued to rock forward. Sam's body was like fire under him, and Dean couldn't get enough of its burn across him. The steady build-up, the alcohol clouding his mind, the length of time since the last time he'd been with someone, were all conspiring against him, and Dean knew it wasn't going to be long before he was coming. His hand tucked under Sam's head, threading in that shaggy mess that he'd secretly been wanting to twine around his fingers since the first time he saw it, though he'd not known it then. Yanking his lips back, Dean panted heavily, with each steady slip slide forward, forehead resting against Sam's.
"Jesus, Sammy," he breathed as he moved. "So good."
Dean's scent was all around him, and Sam's skin tingled and jumped like electricity was flowing between them. He turned his head to press into Dean's grasp on his hair.
"Fuck."
He loved the way Dean just took what he wanted. Sam's moans deepened, his voice strained by want. He didn't even know what it was that he wanted, except more of Dean's flesh, his hard muscles, and the slide of his cock against Sam's. Everywhere Dean's hands moved, Sam could feel his skin flush like his blood was trying to crawl out through his aching skin. He'd never felt anything like it. He rolled his hips hard, the friction of his swollen shaft almost sending him over the edge. His balls were swollen, heavy and full, and it felt like he was ripping apart inside, piece by piece, thrust by thrust. Somehow Dean managed to get his hand between their sliding bodies, and he stretched his fingers wide to wrap around both himself and Sam. He pressed their flesh together, squeezed slightly, and moaned loudly. Dean could feel the weight of his orgasm settling over him, and he crashed his lips against Sam's for another brutal kiss of sliding tongues and nipping teeth. The dizzying pleasure shot through his legs, up his system, and he came with hard thrusts into his hand, against Sam's skin. He sucked Sam's tongue into his mouth, pulling at it with each jet of white-hot pleasure spraying across his and Sam's flesh. The rough hand, Dean's cry and sudden heat, was boiling up in the pit of Sam's stomach. His breath stuttered to a halt as his balls tightened.
"Christ!"
he cried out, chest jolting up as his hips rocked furiously up into Dean's grasp. His arms tightened around Dean's shoulders, pulling him down, and that's when he felt his own release, hot and slick, pulsing between their bodies until he could barely move. Lungs aching for air, he broke the kiss and buried his face in Dean's shoulder as his body twitched and jolted. Sam's lips latched onto Dean's sweat, slick flesh, and he sucked and licked and moaned softly. Dean let his weight rest completely on Sam as he panted softly, feeling the sticky wet of the combined cum cooling along his stomach. His eyes were heavy, and he was already exhausted from the mix of alcohol and the fantastic orgasm. Heaving a sigh, he pushed himself to the other side of the bed and kicked at the blanket until he could push it down and grab at it, pulling it over their bodies. Rolling on his side, he flipped off the lamp and slid against Sam's side, draping a hand over his chest. He didn't want to talk, didn't want to try and figure out if the sheer intensity of the things that had just passed between them meant something more than just a random one-night stand. His brain was just too far gone to try and figure anything out.
"Sleep here,"
he mumbled into the darkness, head sliding across Sam's neck as he shifted to get more comfortable. Sam pressed a soft kiss to Dean's head, breathing in the scent of his hair and committing it to memory. He waited there, fingers smoothing over Dean's hair, lips brushing across the man's hair. When Dean's breathing was slow, heavy and sleep-warm, Sam slipped carefully out from under him and moved about the room, silently gathering up his clothes. Once he was dressed, he leaned down over Dean's peaceful face and kissed the corner of his mouth. It took Sam 20 minutes to get showered, changed, and packed into the car. He stared for a few moments at his own perfectly made bed, and almost went back to Dean's room. Sam was on the highway before his chest started to hurt a little, but there was no way it wouldn't have been worse leaving Dean after a couple of days. Guys like Dean didn't end up settling for guys like Sam. January 2005. Sam pushed the door to Harvell's Roadhouse open with his hip and strode into the dimly lit room. Blinking until he could see it better, he wandered over to the bar and sat on one of the stools, smiling at the bartender's profile until she realized there were eyes on her.
"Samuel Colt. Well, I thought you were dead, son. You must have forgotten your way here in the last year."
She smiled, and it wrinkled the corners of her dark brown eyes. Chuckling, Sam leaned over the counter to plant a kiss on her cheek.
Ellen, I missed you. Can I get a beer now I'm actually legal?
Sam couldn't even remember the number of times he'd been busted by Ellen when trying to get another hunter to buy him a beer. Eventually, it had become a challenge, though Sam had never managed to slip one past her. Laughing, Ellen turned about, pulled a beer for him, sliding it across the bar.
Absolutely, Sam.
She wiped down the bar in front of her and leaned her elbows on it.
So, apart from growing into quite the, man...
She ran her eyes across Sam's chest approvingly.
What you been doing?
Sam smiled and took a sip of beer. It was cold and cleared the dryness out of his throat.
You know, hunting, driving, and staying out of trouble.
He brushed his hair off his face and looked around the roadhouse.
You still get quite a crowd of hunters in here. I guess it's been over a year since I've been through this way.
Sam had added another thing to his list of things to run away from since Christmas over a year ago, and rarely stopped anywhere for more than a night now. Ellen flipped her long brown hair back off her face.
Yeah, you know, the usual riffraff. Haven't heard about anything exciting for you to look into, if that's what you're fishing for, though.
Excuse me, Sam. She moved across to the other side of the bar to get a drink for another customer. Sam twisted his beer bottle on the bar, watching the wet trail it left as he moved it. Ellen was a good woman. Closest thing Sam had to a friend, he would have to say. At least, she was the one person in the world he could always find. The moment the roadhouse came into view, Dean's shoulders tensed. It had been half a year since he last came by, and he wouldn't have been here now if it wasn't for the collection of relics he'd promised to bring to Ash if he managed to track them down. The man said he knew the best way to properly destroy them, though, so Dean wasn't faced with much of a choice. It'd be easy enough anyway. He'd drop off the things and be out of there before Ellen could even offer him a beer. Dean wasn't interested in conversations, in catching up with people. He wanted the solitude of the road, the next hunt. It was what he knew and what he'd always have complete trust in, despite the less than pleasant moments. Hefting the box up in his arms, Dean shouldered the door open, blinking in the change from sunlight to the bar's darkness. He didn't bother with a thorough scan of the patrons outside, noting where they were. No one was to be trusted in a place like this, and Dean would have to stay on his guard the entirety of his visit. Clearing his throat, he dropped the box on the counter, peering down at it as he called.
Ellen? Ash around?
It had been over a year since Sam had seen Dean, but even without looking he recognised his voice, and was a little surprised that it still sent shivers down his spine. He turned on the stool, knowing Dean might not even have recognised him if he'd been preoccupied. He studied Dean's face for a few moments, a small smile curving his mouth. He was still really good-looking, looked a little more tired if that were possible, and he was in the roadhouse, which was a known check-in point for hunters. It must have been some sort of weird coincidence. After all, they'd had a few of those. He reached out and slid his long fingers over the sleeve of Dean's leather.
Dean?
Hi. Dean glanced over for just a moment, then did a double take, stepping back at the almost physical blow that rained on him at the sight of...
Sam?
He breathed in disbelief. The man, it seemed, had finished filling out, or was at least big enough now his arms were shaped under his coat. His hair was still long, but he'd lost the bangs. Instead it was tucked neatly behind his ears.
"What the hell are you doing here?"
he'd asked in shock, trying to shake off all those feelings he'd had when he'd woken up on that Christmas over a year ago to an empty bed. No note, no idea what he'd done wrong, but distinctly aware of how all those people must have felt when he left in the same fashion. Sam's smile slowly grew and he looked down at his hand on Dean's arm, pulling his fingers away.
"I'm guessing you and I have more in common than we originally thought."
All the pieces were starting to fall into place. The motels, the hesitancy to discuss jobs, the perhaps not-so-random places they ran into each other.
"You look great," he spoke softly, all too aware of the people around them. "You're a hunter?"
Dean arched an eyebrow and slowly shook his head.
"Man, I don't believe in fate, but this thing..."
He dropped down into the bar stool and scrubbed a hand across the back of his neck.
"I should have known. Should have put the pieces together."
He dropped his hand on the bar and forced his eyes up to look for Ellen.
Damn it. Where is that woman? I need a fucking drink.
Sam's brow furrowed. He'd imagined this meeting, although less frequently as the months passed. He'd always hoped Dean might have missed him, in some way, wondered like Sam did about what could have happened between them. Right now, Dean didn't even look pleased to see Sam. He swallowed and turned back to face the bar, a nagging sort of hurt in his chest. But wasn't this why he left? Ellen took her time getting back over to their end of the bar and smirked at Dean's frustrated expression.
Wow, an impatient Winchester. That never happens.
The usual? She was already reaching behind her for a beer.
You boys know each other?
Glancing up at Ellen, one side of Sam's mouth twitched up a little.
Yeah, we've run into each other a couple of times.
Ellen looked pointedly at Sam, then over at Dean, who was rapidly downing his beer.
I don't even want to know, she muttered as she walked away.
Send Ash this way.
Dean hollered after her and lifted his beer once more, draining its contents before nearly slamming the bottle on the countertop. He considered Sam with a tilt of his head and frowned.
You ought to be honest. Never thought I'd see you again.
I hoped I would see you again.
The smile faded from Sam's face.
Do you want me to just...
He gestured to the door. If that's what Dean wanted, Sam could be gone in a matter of moments, even if that's not what he wanted himself. Dean arched an eyebrow at him.
Really? Because that wasn't the impression I got when I woke up alone that morning.
He said the words a little rougher than he'd been planning on, especially now he knew that Sam was a hunter. It made a lot more sense. Didn't change the fact that he'd spent the past year fucked up over the entire thing, though. And really, Dean was more annoyed with himself than Sam, but it was easier to take it out on someone else. He'd been beating himself up about it for over a year now, and it was really starting to wear thin.
Look, don't worry about going. I just have to drop these off, then I'm gone.
Sam bit down hard on his bottom lip, a muscle in his jaw twitching.
It's not like we were dating or anything.
He tried to make light of the situation and forced a smile even as his gut was twisting painfully.
Stay, he blurted out. Let me buy you another beer. We can catch up.
Sam.
Dean sighed heavily and looked at him.
I think you've made it pretty obvious you're not interested. I'm not...
He shook his head and leaned back in the seat. The real tricky issue was the fact that, more than anything, he wanted to stay. He missed Sam, which was weird, and not all that surprising since the man had been a constant nagging thought on Dean's brain for the past year.
All right, I'll stay for a beer.
He gave in and glanced up to fix Ellen with his gaze. Ellen swung past the boys and slid two more beers towards them.
Son of a bitch! All afternoon there's no one in here and suddenly it's fetch this, get that.
She was still muttering as she stalked off.
I was interested.
Sam murmured as he picked up his beer and took a long pull on the bottle.
Obviously.
Dean drawled out sarcastically and pulled from his beer, staring down at the bottle. Dean shook his head and sighed.
I get it, why you left, especially now. But I tell you, waking up alone when you weren't supposed to be, and hung over on the worst day of the year. Sucked ass.
He forced a chuckle and wished his voice didn't sound so gruff and bitter. Sam turned a little so his knee barely rested against Dean's.
I figured you'd just want me gone in the morning, and I didn't want that feeling. And
he swallowed, knowing sometimes he said too much and freaked people out. It felt like it was like I could get too caught up. Turning back, he picked up his beer. All the times he thought about running into Dean again, it had been so much easier. In his imagination, Dean had always wanted to pick up where they left off.
And then I wouldn't have wanted you to, you know,
to what?
Dean finally turned to face him, letting his eyes drag over the hardened lines of Sam's face. He'd certainly grown. Everything about him spoke of more confidence, like somewhere along the line he'd lost his gangly awkwardness and stepped into adulthood. It was the tall-tale look of a hunter, and Dean was a little surprised he'd never noticed the haunting look before. Too caught up in keeping his own secret, he supposed.
You thought I'd just kick you out on your ass if we spent our equally miserable holidays together?
Sam dragged a hand down his face. Sometimes there was just too much water under the bridge.
Stupid, huh?
Sam shrugged and blew out a long breath.
Anyway, it's done, I guess.
Sam licked his lips, fiddling with a label on his beer bottle, not wanting to look across at Dean.
You heading out right away?
I don't have.
Dean started, but a noise at the door drew his attention and he jumped off the seat, heart racing as he slid back from Sam.
Dad?
He forced his surprise down and fixed his eyes on the form of his father, not looking towards Sam, though he was curious what expression he may have.
Jesus, Dean, you look like I'm a fucking ghost. Sit down, boy.
His hand dropped on Dean's shoulder as he stepped past him to drop into the seat.
Who's this?
He nodded at Sam, eyes curious as he reached out for Dean's beer and pulled from it.
You two know each other? This is Sam.
Dean slowly slid forward and dropped into the vacant seat between his father and Sam.
We've met a few times. He's a hunter like us.
He played the hunter card quickly, hoping his dad might go easy on Sam. He knew he could be quite the force to reckon with.
Hey there, John Winchester.
John leaned forward and offered his hand to Sam.
Hello, sir.
Sam extended his hand and shook John's firm hand. Funny, they looked alike, but Dean's features were softer. Maybe he was more like his mother.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Just gonna enjoy myself a beer with my son here. You should stay. Don't think I've ever met any of Dean's friends.
John eyed him slightly and looked.
Ellen, how long are you going to keep a thirsty man waiting?
He chuckled when the woman turned a death glare to him.
She don't like me much,
he informed them. Dean sat with stiff shoulders. He'd never thought his dad would show up here, not with all the history between him and the Harvell family. But then, his dad was always doing things that surprised him. When Ellen came their way, Dean took the moment to lean over to Sam and whisper out of the side of his mouth.
You should go. Get out while you still can.
Blinking, Sam opened his mouth to speak and was cut off abruptly when Ellen slammed her hand down on the bar.
You got a lot of balls showing up here, John.
Her eyes were sharp, her face drawn. Sam shifted to get up. Ellen whipped her head towards him.
You? Sit your pretty ass down and finish your beer, Sam. This ain't nothing to do with you.
Nodding meekly, Sam sat back down and inched his stool away from the Winchesters. Winchester. He liked that.
Ellen.
John's voice was soft and he looked up at Ellen with a look Dean knew was his dad's best meek and apologetic look. Dean could see right through it, and he gathered Ellen could as well.
I'm just here for a minute. Need to consult with my boy here, then I'll be out of your hair.
He pulled at the box still sitting on the counter in front of Dean and turned from Ellen.
Dean, is the amulet in there?
Yes, sir.
Dean answered automatically and reached in the box before his dad had to, pulling out the amulet in question and handing it to the man. His eyes lifted to Ellen and he mouthed a quick sorry.
Ellen, think you could take the rest of these to Ash? He'll know what to do with them.
For a moment, Dean spared a look at Sam, wondering what the man was making of the whole situation. Then the low whistle of appreciation from his father had his gaze shifting.
It was exactly where you said it would be. This is a good thing. Good job, Dean.
John smiled at him and slanted his eyes at Ellen, who was still standing there glowering at him.
Don't suppose you'd let me buy my son and his friend here a beer?
Ellen turned quickly and put two more beers on the counter, glancing at John quickly, then moving away. Sam cleared his throat and leaned forward, peering past Dean.
Thank you, sir.
Dean looked pretty pale and more than a little tense. Sam really wanted to reach out and squeeze his arm, but of all the places not to do that, this was probably at the top of the list.
You're welcome.
John nodded and pulled at the other beer Ellen had set down, sliding Dean's half-finished one back to him.
So, Sam... Sam what? You been doing this long? You don't look a day over 20.
Sam brushed his hair off his face.
Samuel Colt. Sir, I'm 22. Been hunting since I was 16, give or take. Still got a fair amount to learn, but I do what I can.
Sam smiled and looked down at Dean's hands. The man's knuckles were a little white.
Met Dean a long time back.
What?
He tried to involve Dean in the conversation.
3 years ago, Dean?
Yeah.
Dean nodded and swirled the liquid in the beer bottle, eyes fixed on it. He didn't know what Sam's last name was, and he was glad Sam had informed him before his dad could question him on it.
3 years, huh?
John tipped back the beer bottle and looked between them.
Did you meet on a hunt? No, sir.
Dean shook his head and glanced up at Sam. There was no use lying to his dad. The man could read through most of his lies, and Dean could never make the ones that really mattered fly, especially if it was regarding Sam, because the man had fixed a place in his mind that Dean couldn't ignore.
It was just a random thing.
John looked between them with curious eyes before fixing his gaze on Sam once more.
You've been hunting by yourself since you were 16?
Yes, sir. Not always very successfully, mind you. Got my ass handed to me a few times. Sam chuckled softly and scratched his nose. Holy shit. He was sweating. It was like meeting his prom date's dad or something. Not that Sam had gone to the prom, but still. You and Dean hunt together much? Sam's eyes darted over to Dean's face.
Dean's fully capable of hunting on his own. Has been since about 16 as well, I suppose. Ain't that right, Dean?
John rested a hand on his shoulder. Dean was a little miserable about this whole thing. He felt bad for Sam. No one should have to be subjected to his father like this because the man knew how to ask questions in such a way that you had no choice but to answer.
Yes, sir.
He nodded. With a warm laugh, John leaned in again.
Dean here likes to be modest. He's a damn fine hunter. I'm sure you could learn a lot from him if you ever needed it.
He leaned back for a moment, finishing his beer as his eyes lifted.
Well, I better get out of here before Ellen puts a few rounds through my head with her glare alone. It was nice meeting you, Sam. Dean, come outside with me. Got a hunt for you to check out.
John stood and brushed his hands down his front. You too, sir.
Dean, you coming back in or are you taking off?
He tried to make it sound casual, but hell, it wasn't. With every nerve fibre, Sam wanted Dean to come back in. Come back and talk to him.
Oh, aye.
Dean turned to him, already pushing from the stool, but his dad's hand on his shoulder had him snapping his jaw shut.
Afraid Dean's got to hit the road on this one, but I'm sure he'll call you.
He nodded at Sam before turning Dean with tightened fingers. Dean looked over his shoulder at Sam with sad eyes before fixing his gaze forward and stepping outside with his dad at his side. Sam had been sitting at the bar about 5 minutes when he leapt up and bolted to the door. He was so stupid. Flinging the heavy wooden door open, he blinked in the sunlight, looking around for something that resembled the car that Dean had described to him. There was nothing, and there weren't that many cars there. He didn't even have a number for Dean. Nothing. Just a name and a painful ache in his chest that was going to take a whole lot of beer to fix.
August 2005. The hard surface connecting with his back knocked the air from his lungs so quickly Dean's eyes widened in shock. Definitely hadn't been what he thought was going to happen when he kicked in the door, shotgun ready. It should have been a pretty easy thing. The creature had seemed like a fairly easy kill. Only Dean had thought it was just some average run-of-the-mill monster. Turned out it wasn't, and Dean didn't figure out what it really was until the first time he'd been sent flying across the room and landed in a puddle of slime that used to be skin.
"So what?"
he gasped as he pushed himself up and swiped at the blood on his lip.
"You're some fucked-up shapeshifter who gets his rocks off by changing into monsters."
Dean shook his head, one hand on his thigh.
"I'm telling you, dude, that's a whole new level of fucked up."
And as fate would have it, Dean didn't have anything silver on him besides his ring, and a hell of a lot of good that would do him. Which is how he was now being sent across the room by a large foot to his chest. His vision blurred at the edges as he connected with the wall. For a moment he had a distinct thought that this was it. The end. Dean was going to get killed by a shapeshifter who liked to pretend to be a monster just to scare little kids. Dean choked on blood, curling in on himself and coughing loudly. He was only vaguely aware of the door being forced open. Sam's foot connected solidly with the door and it slammed back into the wall as it flew open. He was fast and strong and he was across the room in less than 2 seconds, arm raised and slamming his silver blade straight down into the chest of the shapeshifter. He'd only put it all together at the last minute. Leaving the last murder scene, he'd stepped into something. Well, gross. And all the lore came flooding back to him. He shuddered a little as the thing kind of fell apart in front of him and hopped back out of the way quickly. He hated those things. Glancing around the room, he noticed another body lying against the far wall.
Shit.
Moving quickly, Sam slid to his knees beside the body and slid his arm under the guy to roll him over slightly.
Jesus Christ, Dean!
There was a lot of blood in the man's mouth and on his face, but Sam couldn't see where it was coming from. He slid his hand gently under Dean's neck and held it steady while he leaned over and ran his hand along Dean's neck and spine.
Dean, can you hear me?
Sam was no doctor, but nothing was sticking out where it shouldn't be.
Sammy?
Dean blinked up at the man, rapidly attempting to clear his vision. He groaned slightly and pushed himself up, spitting into his palm.
Fuck. Did you kill that thing? Fucking shapeshifter. I think he... Whoa.
Dean fell back into Sam's side as a wave of dizziness washed over him.
Shit. At all.
His chest ached, his mouth ached, and he wondered if he'd lost a tooth or something.
Okay, just settle down a minute.
Sam shifted so he was sitting against the wall with one knee up and pulled Dean closer so that he was propped up against his chest.
Where are you hurting?
Sam's hand pushed Dean's jacket back slowly, running a hand over his t-shirt to check his ribs and chest for wounds.
Chest. Got a foot to my ribs.
Dean winced slightly.
Mouth too. Head.
Dean blinked a few times and looked up at Sam.
Just need to lie down. I'ma be fine.
He swallowed and flinched at the overwhelming taste of blood down his throat. Sam considered arguing with him, then decided it probably wasn't the best timing.
You got all your gear with you? Did you drive here?
It's my car.
Dean's eyes were already sliding closed, and he curled slightly into Sam.
Him back. Can you? Driver. Did you drive?
He fought off the sudden curl of exhaustion and struggled to push himself up.
Okay. Don't worry. We'll take your car, but you gotta listen to me. Just relax, man. You're hurt, and I'm gonna do the worrying, all right?
Sam smiled.
I'm gonna get you up and into your car. Then I'm gonna drive you to my motel and get you settled. Then I'll come back here and clean up. Get my car. Okay?
Sam slipped down from under Dean and slid his arms around his chest.
Gonna try and stand you up now, okay? You just lean back against me.
Sam stood slowly, trying not to put too much pressure on Dean's chest. Dean sucked in a sharp hiss as they stood. Pain ricocheted down his body. Sam's words registered vaguely with him, and he let his head hang down.
It's okay.
He mumbled, leaning heavily against Sam.
Damn thing. Can really pack a punch.
He forced a chuckle and looked at Sam.
How do you know about the shape shifter thing?
Sam widened his stance so he could take most of Dean's weight easily, one arm still under Dean's arms. The fingers of his free hand slipped up to cap the back of the other man's neck. Stepped in that gross sticky shit on my way out of the Stinson place. Dean looked exhausted, and Sam could see the sweat beading on his forehead. He was probably in far more pain than he was willing to admit.
Can we try walking? You get hold of me however it's going to help the most.
Sure.
Dean forced himself to move, even though every step hurt. He'd never broken rib before, but he was fairly certain he had now, maybe even two. He'd have to ask Sam if he knew anything about that. He focused on breathing as they moved, arm wrapped securely around Sam's waist. Sam got them to Dean's car as quickly as possible, got the keys from Dean and unlocked the back door. He won the battle about where Dean was going to ride by accident. Dean had stumbled and the pain was so bad he nearly blacked out. Sam just raised an eyebrow and Dean quit arguing. Once he had Dean settled on the back seat, Sam jogged back inside and picked up everything that belonged to them. The drive back to Sam's motel felt like it took forever. He stopped once at an all-night pharmacy to pick up some pain pills and advice. It was going to be interesting trying to get Dean to sit still for 72 hours. Dean was asleep when they arrived at the motel, so Sam moved everything inside and pulled back the sheets on the bed and set up the pillows, then went back out to get Dean.
Come on, Dean.
He rubbed the man's cheek softly.
One more walk, Dean. Then you can rest, okay?
Dean groaned in pain as he tried to help Sam get him out of the back seat.
I think my ribs are busted.
He grumbled and tried to lift his arms, but even that seemed to sting. His breath was shaky and his eyelids were heavy. Sam half carried Dean into the room and kicked the door shut behind them. He sat Dean on the side of the bed and slid his jacket off gently.
Dude, should I just cut your shirt off? It's gonna hurt like a son of a bitch if you try to lift your arms.
Sam winced just thinking about it.
Not attached to this shirt.
Dean mumbled. Sam could fucking cut off everything he wore at this point, even if it was his favourite shirt. There was no way he was going to try and move his arms. By now it's hard to even keep his body up.
Need to lay down.
He breathed, forcing his eyes up to Sam. Sam's fingers hesitated, then he pulled out his knife and cut the shirt off Dean quickly, pulling it away in tatters. Stowing his knife, he fumbled with the button on Dean's pants, pulled the zipper down and pushed them open.
Need you up for a second.
He stood still, helping Dean to stand so Sam could shove his jeans down far enough for Dean to step out of them. He reached over and fluffed the pillows up slightly.
Guy at the drugstore said you'd breathe easier, slightly elevated.
He held Dean's arm and helped him settle back against the pillows.
Okay, better?
Little.
Dean let out the word as a breath and curled his hand around Sam's arm.
Sammy,
he whispered, letting his head roll on the pillow towards him.
Can I have some water?
Sure.
Sam pulled the quilt up over Dean and moved through the room quickly, fetching a bottle of water from the fridge. He undid the top and held it out to Dean. "Need me to help?" Dean tried to push himself up to get a better angle for the water. It sent a sharp stab of pain through him, and he groaned as he collapsed once more.
"Yeah."
He opened his mouth for the water and let it cool his mouth. Tasted much better than his own blood, that's for certain.
"Thank you."
He breathed, eyes fixed on Sam.
"For..."
He shrugged and flinched.
"No problem. You'd do the same."
Sam reached out, almost touching Dean's cheek, then changed his mind at the last moment and settled his hand on the other man's shoulder.
"I'm going to run get my car. I'll be back soon. Rest."
He pushed up off the bed and walked over to the door.
"I'll lock you in. So sleep. I'll be back."
He slipped out the door and locked it behind him. The mattress wasn't nearly as soft as he thought it should be, and that probably had something to do with the sheer amount of pain constantly curling through him. It was enough to make his stomach churn unpleasantly, and Dean vaguely wondered if he'd be strong enough to roll to his side as to not choke on his own vomit. He didn't even have the mental strength to ponder at the sheer luck it was to have been found by Sam. Under the intense pain, there was the faintest swell of warmth and something Dean's exhausted brain couldn't begin to name. Trying to shut off everything, Dean let go of his last restraints and fell into sleep. It took less than half an hour for Sam to hop a cab most of the way to his car and bring it back to the motel. He opened the door quietly and was pleased to see that Dean was sleeping. He locked up and shrugged his jacket off, moving over to the bed to rest his hand against Dean's forehead. There was a slight frown on his face, and Sam thought he was probably in pain. Opening the bag from the drugstore quietly, he pulled out some pain medication and put two pills on the bedside table next to the bottle of water. The pharmacist had told him to ice the broken ribs, so he had brought some to the room with him when he came in. Slipping into the bathroom, he grabbed one of the towels and wrapped some ice in it. Towing off his boots, he sat down on the edge of the bed again and tugged the quilt down gently. He hissed quietly when he saw the dark bruise already blossoming out from the centre of Dean's chest. As gently as he could, Sam rested the ice against the bruise, yawning and shaking his head. Dean was dreaming, though it was only in vague shapes and blurs, and everything was underlined with a current of pain. He mumbled as something cold coursed through him. Eyes flickering open, Dean's eyebrows drew together in confusion.
"Sam?"
He breathed, mind struggling to catch up with itself.
"Yeah, it's me. It's okay, just relax."
Sam slipped his free hand up to slide around Dean's neck and rubbed gently.
"I'm just icing your ribs. We'll stop the bleeding and swelling. You need some pain meds?" "Fuck yes."
Dean opened his mouth, hand coming to rest on the nearest part of Sam's skin. He had the strangest sense of safety. Maybe it had to do with the fact that Sam was a hunter too, or that he knew Sam for years now, however vague it might be, that they knew things about each other that loads of other people didn't know. And Dean liked Sam. He knew the man would take care of him, though he hated the idea of being incapable of a simple thing like sitting up.
"Okay."
Smiling slightly, Sam pulled the ice pack away and put it down on the bed. He picked up the pills and the water bottle.
"Here."
He didn't ask this time, just popped the pills into Dean's mouth and held the water bottle up to the man's lips. Drinking deeply, Dean swallowed the pills and only slightly choked on the excess water. Rolling his head to the side, he coughed loudly and groaned, pulling in on himself.
"Fuck,"
he growled. This was going to suck, he could already tell, and he wondered how long it was going to hurt so badly, wondered when the pain medicine would kick in.
"Get your car."
He shifted back on the pillow and let his eyes drift closed.
"Yep, it's all good, don't worry."
Sam picked up the ice pack again and pressed it gently to Dean's chest.
"The pills will work in a few minutes, and you'll be able to sleep. I won't go anywhere. You can wake me if you need anything."
Reaching up, Sam smoothed Dean's hair back from his forehead.
"It's good to see you,"
Dean mumbled sleepily, pulling his eyes open to gaze at Sam.
"You cut your hair, Sam, huh?"
It hurt to chuckle softly, and Dean winced.
"I did."
He rubbed his thumb across Dean's cheek.
"Be right back."
Sam pushed up off the bed and went into the bathroom to dump the already melting ice. Running the hot tap, he soaked a face cloth and went back to sit beside Dean. Suddenly a little nervous, he gestured at Dean's face with the washcloth as he sat.
"There's blood. Can I?" "Yeah."
Dean nodded and shifted back, closing his eyes and taking a small, quick breath. Sam ran the cloth softly over Dean's face, cleaning up the blood and wiping away the dirt from the wall he'd crashed into. He moved the cloth down the length of Dean's neck and across his shoulder. When he was satisfied the rest could wait for when Dean could shower, he put the cloth down on the bedside table. "Okay there?" Sam tugged the quilt up to Dean's shoulders. "You rest."
"Yeah,"
he grumbled and sighed softly. It sucked to feel helpless and in so much pain, but it didn't suck to have Sam there. Dean would take what he could get. Sam watched Dean's face as the man drifted off to sleep. His freckles stood out more than usual because his face was so pale. But the medication must be working a little because the frown on Dean's face was fading. Sam pushed up and walked around the bed, grabbing his jacket. He sat down carefully on the opposite side of the bed and brought his feet up on the bed. Balling up his jacket, he stuck it under his head and stared up at Dean. He smiled as Dean's lips puffed out as he let out a particularly deep sigh. Sliding a little closer, but careful not to jolt Dean's body, Sam closed his eyes and crossed his arms to keep himself a little warmer. He was asleep within minutes.